Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 20th, Tuesday, day 317. Today's topic, Your Restoration is My Dream. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Yeah, thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 126, verses 1 to 3, Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 28 to chapter 41, verse 26, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 17, Proverbs 28, verses 3 to 5. Pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, Your restoration is my dream. Restored is a very important keyword in today's Psalm and Ezekiel. There is another translation of restored, and it is brought back the captives. God restored his people means to bring them back from captive, back to the glorious state of worship him in his holy temple again. Today's Ezekiel gives me a big shock experience, a kind of shaking with fear of my whole body. Because the new temple that Ezekiel prophesies is the new temple when Christ comes again. It is a huge temple of the size of 13 football courts. The Israelites forsake God. They were being captive by the king of Babylon. God's temple being totally destroyed, and they could not have the chance to worship in God's temple again. Many times we forsake God. We are being captive by the world and have no time to worship in God's temple or no heart to worship in God's temple, even when you are there on Sunday. No matter for those Israelites 2,600 years ago or you and me, we all need to be restored by the Lord so that we can worship God with our body, mind, and soul, to worship Him in one heart, in your church, or the new temple when Christ comes, as Ezekiel prophesied. Let's listen to today's Psalm 126, verses 1 to 3. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Wow. Would this be your dream? If it is, how wonderful. Reflect on these questions. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to look forward to your restoration of our lives so that our daily dream would be to be able to worship in your temple, worshiping you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your biggest dream that you wish to come true? Number two, how could today's message help you to readjust your biggest dream? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.